Brooklyn Assemblyman Vito Lopez has denied any wrongdoing in the sexual harassment allegations swirling in Albany and in the Assembly. He's vowed to keep his Assembly seat, but he says he won't run for re-election to his post as Brooklyn's Democratic Party chair, as Bob had mentioned. It's a powerful, if poorly understood, position, and here to shed light on it is WNYC's Colby Hamilton. Colby, how does somebody become the chairperson of their county's party?
Well, it's important to remember that this is not a publicly elected individual. This is inside the party itself. And as Bob alluded to, Brooklyn is a huge borough, 71% of it's Democrat. So we're talking about a massive party just to begin with.
There's
Big operation. You get elected by being elected from within with the county leaders, these district leaders inside of the party. So it's almost twice removed from a public vote. These folks get elected by Democratic voters during the primary, and then they go on to elect the county leader. So it's sort of this inside baseball, really narrowly focused political thing that has massive ramifications across the board.
What exactly do party chairs do?
Well, it's different in every borough because the rules internal to the parties is different. But in Brooklyn, the party chair is responsible for appointing people, managing the executive committee there. They run the office. They are tasked with finding folks to work for Election Day, sort of inside party stuff. But they also are responsible for nominating judges, which have a big role to play inside of the party's apparatus. These judges go on and they hire lawyers that are connected to the party, and it sort of helps bring in a cash flow, which is really important to the party working. And they're also responsible for helping to make sure the candidates that they like get onto the ballot and are hopefully elected.
We're talking about patronage jobs here, aren't we?
Yeah, and that's sort of when people think about county chairs, I think party boss is sort of the boss tweed figure comes to mind. And that's how it used to be. I mean, they used to be able to dole out jobs. Public sector, private sector jobs that they were connected to. That's sort of changed over the years, but there's definitely still a patronage system in place.
How about unofficially, this power that you're talking to, this unofficial party power with jobs, how has Vito Lopez's time as county chair been characterized? I've heard that he's played a very important role in Brooklyn, a very powerful role. How so?
Well, he has a contentious relationship with a lot of the members below him. The folks that are strongly in support of him would say he's a strong leader. He knows what he wants, and he gets people to fall in line and gets it done. A lot of folks really think that's important. The folks that are not necessarily in all of that sort of dictatorial style, as it was referred to me earlier today, see him as a bully. They see him as a guy that decides for them what they should be doing. And his relationship to elected officials is really where his power comes in, because he was the one that put them into office. He was the guy that gave them the nod, and he is the guy that they look to and is someone who could potentially take them out of office just as easily. And he has the relationships. He can go lean on people to get things done. He can, whether it's legislation, whether it's supporting some other candidates, that's really where the party power comes in, and that's why he's such an important figure inside of the political world.
Very briefly, we're already hearing that the next person to replace Vito Lopez is Frank Sedio. Tell me a little bit about him.
Frank Sedio comes from the same political club as Lopez, former assemblyman himself, former judge. He's seen as someone that's sort of in the middle, connected to Lopez, but has already started to make comments about trying to change things as a way to appease those that are really looking for that.
WNYC's Colby Hamilton, thanks so much.
Thank you.